Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
You know, when I left the corporate world, when I left the job, the J-O-B, I missed the camaraderie. I missed the day-to-day. I think if you hear any athlete when they leave, you know, their sport, you know, whether it would be basketball, football, baseball, doesn't matter, any sport, you know, if they missed them, they missed the locker room. They missed the day-to-day, being around the guys, being around the girls, whatever sport we're talking about. And that's what they really, they find the most difficult to replace. So that's what I want to talk about in today's podcast. When you do decide to go for your dream, it's going to be lonely. A little bit lonely, but you can replace that with a lot of different things. I'll tell you what, I never got in the greatest shape ever by having a job. It wasn't until I left my job for good that I was able to focus on the things that, I don't know, I think health is pretty important, God, family, all that stuff. I think it's really important, and we lose sight of that when we're going to do something every single day that, let's be honest, I mean, even if you love your job, there's facets of it that you're like, yeah, man, I wish I didn't have to do that. Now, that doesn't go away when you become an entrepreneur, but imagine having to spend a half hour to an hour in traffic, parking, you know, dealing with all the politics, water cooler talk, then have parts of it that really gnaw at you. Now you're starting to bring out that pain of why, you know, like, why do I do this? So let's talk about it on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. The man who gave his boss, you know, actually 15 years ago, gave the boss a middle finger, May 6, 2005, went broke, bankrupt, rocked, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, the laughingstock of Southwest Ohio. EverydaySaturday.com. So, you know, when we, here's, you know, another thing that you're going to miss, praise. Don't you like being praised? Isn't that fun? Like when someone sings your praises, it feels good. Well, let me help you out. Let me help you out and understand this part. It took me a while to get this as well, but praise others. It will bring them peace of mind. Don't expect others to praise you. It will bring you peace of mind. You see, I love that phrase, man. Don't know where I heard it somewhere, wrote it down. When you praise others, it'll bring them peace of mind. Do it. I do it a lot. Wow, you look great, man. Phil, you're losing weight. What's going on? I love that. Wow, awesome. You look like you're doing really well. Congrats. Keep it up. Matter of fact, I called my buddy Tom Beal today. Tom's a crazy guy. He lives in South Florida. And I met him, oh my God, back in 2005. 2000, God, a lot happened in 2006. Paid $5,000 to go to a live event. You believe that? God, I spent a lot of money. Holy God, I'm thinking about all the thousands. I went through my 401k like a hot knife through butter, man. I just invested so much money into myself. Anyway, Tom was at an event, spent $5,000 to go. It was a great event, internet marketing event. I went to make connections more than anything. But anyway, Tom and I became fast friends. He's from Rochester, I was from the Buffalo area. And he's since, you know, lived in South Florida, Boca Raton for the last 10, 12 years. But we stayed in touch. He just completed a 10-day fast, like a water fast, without anything but water for 10 days. Didn't miss food, could have gone on forever. But then he followed that up with a 3-day apple fast. Now, I know Tom's done these apple fasts many times in the past, so he swears by them. And there's actually, if you Google apple fast, you'll see there's some science behind that. Do a 3-day apple fast. Eat nothing but apples. You can eat as many as you want, you know. But nothing but apples, and if you want to drink some water, that's fine too. But anyway, I saw Tom just went back-to-back, 10-day water fast with a 3-day apple fast, just because he just kind of wanted to hit the reset button. And he does this every now and again with fasting. Craziest damn thing. So he went, he went from like 100, he's probably 5'10", 5'11 or so. And God, I hope he's not taller than that. He would kill me if I said he was only 5'10". I don't know, maybe 6 foot. I don't know. But he went from 167 or something like that, 169 pounds, down to 152, back to where he was when he was in the Marine Corps in 1992. And he told me, because I called him this morning, this is about singing praises. I like to catch people doing something good. How many times do you find people online catching somebody doing something bad? How many times do you do it? Catch people doing something bad, whether it's your kids or somebody at work. Well, I haven't called Tom in probably 2 years. I usually just ping him on Facebook or something, send him a private message. Hey, what's up, buddy? But today I called him. I was like, damn, dude, congratulations. You went 10 days with nothing but water. Then you backed it up with a 3-day apple fast. What? I mean, how do you do that? So he's kind of giving me insight into the mindset. He says, man, I haven't been 152 since my first year in the Marine Corps, or maybe his last year, whatever. He's in the Marine Corps. He said, I was eating bad and I had to work out every day. And he said, all this was done just, you know, no workout, no exercise, just mind over matter. I gave up alcohol 2 years ago. I gave up coffee when I started this fast. I don't even miss it. Now I look at it and I'm repulsed by it. I'm like, repulsed by coffee? Come on, dude. No, seriously. It's like, I just look at it as poison. I don't even need it anymore. I'm like, damn, that is some serious mindset. I mean, imagine if you had that mindset where you could commit to something. That doesn't need to be a water fast, but so many people find it difficult to commit to anything. I'll give you an example. I mean, a lot of the people that I talk to on the phone and some that I eventually start working with, they think that they could commit to launching this movement that they want to get going, you know, whether it's becoming a speaker, a trainer, digital marketer, something like that. But after 30 days, maybe, sometimes less, they're kind of off back doing their own thing that they were doing before they thought they wanted to do this. You know what I mean? We've all fallen into that trap. It's like I talk about that metaphor. It's like that college, that bed, that old comfortable bed we had in high school or college. Springs are popping up here and there, you know, right where they are. Oh, don't lay there. You'll poke yourself type thing. But oh my God, once you get into it, it is so comfortable. It like folds around you, like molds your body. But you know what else? It's really difficult to get out of that old bed, you know. But oh, it's so comfortable. Like you're laying, you never want to get out. That's kind of the bad habits, man, that we get into, that comfort zone. It's like, oh, I don't want to move. It's going to be uncomfortable if I try to do a, whatever it is, podcast, webinar, coaching business, anything entrepreneurial. It's kind of, oh, I kind of like where I'm at. Oh, I like this six-figure salary. Oh, the perks. Now, I don't ever see my family, and I'm a slave to the job. Whenever they call me, I got to jump. But boy, is it, I know my bills are paid the first of the month. Oh, give me more of this. Yeah, that's not, by the way, newsflash, that's not how we're meant to live. That's not how the country that I live in, the United States, that's not how it was formed. It wasn't formed by a bunch of people coming over here saying, oh, let's just kind of chill out in this hammock. You know, this country will figure out the colony stuff later, and maybe we'll put some roads in, you know, down the line a little bit. No rush on that stuff. You know, no sense of getting any cars or transportation. These horses should do just fine for the next 300 years. No, I mean, look, things that are really great took a lot of pain, took a lot of commitment. That's a big word for today. A lot of commitment, a lot of praise, people cheering everybody on. Hey, way to go, way to go, way to go. A lot of that stuff. It wasn't just sitting there thinking, I think I'm just going to let somebody else do it. No, you can't let somebody else do it. Especially when it has to do with you, your life, and your dream. Why would you leave it to anybody else? The government, society, to figure it out, your boss. See, the reason I quit my job ultimately, I didn't want anybody else deciding what my future was going to look like. If I was going down in flames, I was going down in flames because of my decision. Now, I'll probably scare the hell out of my kids. They're old enough to probably figure that out now. Dad, you did what? You put all your chips in the middle of the table? I did because it was that important at the time, and it still is. It's even more important now than it's ever been, you know? So what is it that you're putting off, you know? What is it that you're putting off? And you're going to miss, by the way, when you decide to go for this thing, you're going to miss that praise. You're going to miss that attaboy. Way to go, Johnny. Hey, saw your numbers yesterday. Looking good. Talk to the boss. He's got his eye on you. You've been identified. Hey, you know, you're going to miss that. But you get the chance now when you go after your dream. Let me give you some what's going to really give you that energy, that coal in the engine. Praise others. Praise others. It's like that old Zig quote, helping other people get what they want. And, you know, help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. You know what I mean? And even if all you can give somebody right now is a smile, give it to them. Praise others. It's going to bring them peace of mind. They need it. You need it. It'll be reciprocated back to you. but don't expect others to praise you, and then that'll give you peace of mind. When I stop worrying about, oh man, I had a good day today at everydayissaturday.com, but I can't high-five my 7-year-old because all she wants is a dollar cone from McDonald's. Like, who the hell do I go to for that praise? It was like I was needed that recognition, and once I gave that away, all was good, man. Then I could just, I focused on praising other people. That's why I love clients, you know? I mean, without clients, I don't even know what I would do. I'd be in an insane asylum because I am so blessed that every single day I have clients on my calendar that I can work with, you know? And I get to live this beginning of the journey vicariously through them, through their eyes. Like, everything's brand new to them. And for me, it was 10, 15 years ago. And it's so awesome now to be able to relive that. Like, I get to do that every single day. Pinch me, man. That's unbelievable. Like, oh my God, am I dreaming? This is incredible. That's why I love praising others, because it brings them peace of mind. You're doing great. You're doing great. And look, some people, some days they need a carrot, some days they need the stick. But either way, they've got a mentor holding them accountable to stay after. You got to leave Averageville, you know? So if you decide, not if you, when you decide to go for your dream, understand, yes, it will be a little bit lonely. But also understand that road to success is not as populated. It's just not as populated as the road to Averageville, the job and all this stuff that people do every single day. That's a big race to the bottom. That road you're going down, that's like that 2-lane highway in the middle of, you know, the Midwest, not a lot of lights on it. Every hour or two, you might see another passing car. You're out there in rare air, baby, but you're going in the right direction. You're going in the right direction. That's what matters the most. Do you care how many people are on the road with you? All you need to know is whatever you've identified, what that every day is Saturday looks like for you, what your very own Saturday looks like to you, just head in that direction, man. You can't help but go. You just can't help but be inspired. You know, the other road, you're going crazy, man. Living for somebody else, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it. We weren't designed to live that way. And while you're on the road, praise people. It'll give them peace of mind. All right. Don't expect it back. It'll give you peace of mind. All right. I really like that saying. God, I got to find out where I heard that from. Anyway, Sam Crowley, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll show you in very simple steps. I'll take 30 minutes. We'll map out the plan for your Saturday, and I want to work with you. I'm looking for the next great messenger. Go to launchwithsam.com. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.